Kia ora koutou.
Lovely, good. Okay, great. So I've got Linda here, who's involved with a hikoi around the changes to the bus timetable. So welcome. And yes, so can you tell us a bit more about that?
Okay, so one of the things that we've decided to do as a group of residents and local commuters is to organise a hikoi, because a lot of us have been affected by the changes to the new Waiheke service. And I understand that there has been a temporary change in that original change process, but for us it's only a temporary change, and what we need is a sustainable bus service that caters for the Waiheke resident, local, and also something that caters to move our tourists as well.
Lovely. So it occurs to me, I mean, I was on the local board when those bus consultations were happening, and one of the things I think we maybe didn't quite consider sufficiently was the way buses are used specifically on Waiheke. I think the general intention was that a speed and frequency was the most important thing to bus users, and I suspect that's possibly the case to a degree, but I think there are other things that play out on Waiheke.
Yes, and for a lot of us, we use the buses to travel back and forth to ferries as well as across town. And I think that buses not meeting ferries is a key issue, whether you're going into the Matiatia or leaving on your return home.
Mm. So for you, it really is a convenience and a speed issue to get to where you're going.
Yes, but it's also about being environmentally friendly as well. So one of the things that I've really tried to do is use public transport so that we don't have to always take our cars down and travel as individuals. So it's about, you know, doing something that's sustainable and for our environment as well.
Mm. Okay, and so tell us about this hikoi. What's planned tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're meeting at the Onitangi Community Hall, or Aura Hall as a lot of people know it, at 9 a.m. And we plan to walk from Aura Hall through to Matiatia. Now we understand that a lot of people are unable to do the whole walk, but we would welcome people to meet us along the way. So we expect to be at Ostend at about 10 a.m. outside Countdown. We also Surfdale about 11 a.m. and Oneroa about 12.
Okay,
and
right.
So people can come in at those different points and join and support us for, you know, a short period of time.
Yeah. Right, lovely. So you can join along the way. And yes. So what are the outstanding issues then? Because I believe Auckland Transport have said that they're making some changes, at least to the Ostend loop and the Wellington Road loop.
That is correct. And but the key thing is that the changes are temporary as well. Now, one of the things that's been happening is that, you know, AT created, you know, a service that didn't take into account the resources that we have as well, and, you know, the bus driver shortage. I think there's still a lot of issues around that as well. They have reduced the time framework from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. They've created a new service that does include Wellington Road and Ostend and Wharf Road. Currently, they're saying that they're operating at alternate the alternate runs. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in some ways, the coverage is improving.
Yes.
But
yes.
Your concern is that it might be temporary.
Yes.
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 Okay.
And one of the things is too, we still have a bus route that goes to Ostend and is a transfer bus route. There still has been no nothing said about the issue of around Fossil Bay and that area as well.
Okay, right. And can I just ask you, because I just because, you know, I feel that there needs to be a better solution around the bus stop at the ANZ.
Yes, agreed.
It does bother me that there are so many people who used to sit in that bus stop and now they're all standing on the road in the sun. And yes. Also, you'd be surprised at the number of people who actually use, especially older people, who find that incline quite a challenge and get, you know, the bus for one stop between the ANZ and the library.
That's correct. And for, in particular, you know, the pensioners who are using the library or young families who are using the library, they're having to get off or at the on that corner. I feel it's quite a dangerous spot as well. It's just around the corner and it's very exposed. In the morning, people who are the odd person who's waiting there, they get quite cold with the wind that's blowing through.
Mm. So one of the things that occurred to me, because they have said that there isn't enough space at the ANZ stop for what they needed, and one of the things I thought might work is that if that stop is a pickup stop, but if you're on a bus and you want to drop off, then you could easily drop off outside the liquor store. Because I can see the point they're making, that they don't want a whole backlog of buses stuck on the road. But at the same time, it is nice for people to wait in a sheltered space, because either it's very exposed, so it's either quite windy or it's very sunny.
Yes, correct. And it's the same with the Ostend stop as well. You know, again, very exposed in terms of, you know, the wind blowing through for the transfer.
Right, okay.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. Are you talking about the one outside the row of shops?
The flooring countdown.
Right, okay, yes, good. Okay, great. Okay, so the Hikoi starts at 9. Do you think those timings are right, or are you going to wait at the different locations? Or
We expect the timings to be rough. They're rough assessments of the timing.
Lovely. So maybe
only because we expect to be maybe held up a bit longer at Ostend, so that's why although Surfdale's a bit closer, we would expect maybe to take longer to go through and support our whānau at the Ostend. Yes.
Lovely. So you'll be going down the Onitangi Strait, going down around Ostend Road to the bus stop that's not being used at the moment, and then going along the causeway, Surfdale, and then along the main road or round by
correct.
The Esplanade?
We plan to walk the main road.
The main road. Okay, great. So basically the bus route, but not getting on the bus in an ironic twist of fate. Okay, right, good. Okay, fine. So that sounds great. And, I guess people who are going along should be aware of the timings and, you know, maybe get there a bit earlier and sit and have a coffee and wait for the everyone to come through.
Yes, and we welcome people to toot their support as we go pass through the different areas.
Lovely. Okay, well, thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So we've been listening to Linda talking about the changes to the bus route and a Hikoi planned for tomorrow, starting at Onitangi Residence and Ratepayers Hall at 9 o'clock.